This is a poem by Greg Smith entitled Christmas is Over. On Mary's knee, an infant Jesus sits upright and miniature. Joseph stoops. Two anthropomorphic umber cows look on in doe-eyed wonder. Over leaf is written, Merry Christmas, Joe, Doris and the boys. Here a snaking team of reindeer lead an open sleigh above a winter village. Moonlit roofs crusted with tinsel. Santa leans out a yellow sack across his back. Inside, from Uncle George and Auntie Betty, navy ink. Next, a disemboweled gold cracker with its scrolled joke still inside the cardboard tube. The token infant trinket is a tiny orange whistle. Beside it lies the mandatory monarch's crown of weightless paper. Here is a delicate and shattered little egg, a trodden-on bright emerald bauble. Beside a lidless tartan biscuit box where kilted Highlanders jig against magenta mountains. Then a half mince pie, a bitten into sausage roll with perfect teeth marks. Inside a Sainsbury carrier bag, the relic of a turkey dinner, its stripped ribs vaulted like a ruined abbey. In each wheelie bin, below sound's threshold is the barely whispering unshrivelling of cellophane, minutely quacking plastic, the whole heap gradually subsiding. In Selfridges, the escalators glide, each strip light whiter than a star.
This is a poem by Kevin Maynard called Chillax. Chillax, a poem for shelter. When they pull down the shutters, lock up to go home, their doorways still stay open all night long to let in the cold and welcome you in for a while. The sky stays open too, 24/7, and the homeless wind and snow wander where they will as they whisper, "Can I help you?" to every new arrival. When the buses have stopped running, you crouch inside the shelter, curled up like a baby. No three kings arrive. From discarded flat-pack boxes that smell of soap and chocolate, you make a filthy bundle of your body, a home made out of cardboard, crunched up, spangled, wrapping for a pillow. No special augury from God hangs shining overhead to asterisk your bed, but countless neon lamps to pain bruised eyes, and icicle stars to pierce you through and through. No angels, no hosannas, no tidings of comfort and joy, just the sound of bottles breaking as pubs release their revelers, just torches shone in faces. King Herod's men, move on. Still no room at the inn. And when first light anoints your face with silver frost, unwrap yourself and whisper, Happy Christmas.
I'm Leslie Lilly, and I'm reading a poem by Catherine Gallagher. It's entitled 1942. They'd hoped he'd be back for Christmas, the light shining down on him. The tree somehow shielding off the horror. A break. The family hadn't seen him as a soldier, in his uniform, among harvested padlocks and dried stubble that pricked your legs. Arriving home, he said, Merry Christmas, and hugged people and slapped them on the back. Wandered around the place, eyes crinkled with strain. Lines dug into his forehead. So young he seemed, to be either laughing or very sad, as though in between there was nothing.
My name is Terry Jones. The Manger. does not love the devices that are fashioned for the conveyance of infants. Take that sheet, for instance, cunningly wrapped and knotted for the dangling of a child from neck to chest. Or that buggy, whose inspiration was the landing gear of airplanes, an easy tip-up to the deck of a service bus, or a cautious backing out for a mother with her baby. The design we come back to, though, year after year, is based upon a livestock feeder. Brilliant.
My name is John Mole, and this is a poem about a Christmas ritual. It's entitled The Circuit. Once more out of this shoebox, Christmas accessories, dear tangled friends, with your plaited emerald flecks and familiar chime of chip-chink tumbling over my wrist. For the mind's ease for a moment, I have you to thank. For my father's warm hand resting briefly on mine, as again together we number the dead ones and the wrong connections, restoring a light whose fitful flick and quiver is the love we shall celebrate tomorrow, with the decked tree earthed in its yearly circuit of recurrence. When I say, Happy Christmas, my own ghost will shine along the branches, lit by all that is never lost, though very soon forgotten. In 2 weeks, we shall be back here, dulled and searching for this battered box I take you from tonight to be, dear tangled friends, a light of the world before the dark descends.
My name is Brian Young, and I'm going to read my poem, Belated Greetings. When raw January greys the fells, and pheasant fluffs feathers among lank fern, when leaves are laced with soft white thread, and rabbit limps shivering where once was corn, when brittle black twigs snap underfoot, and white swirled ponds look fit for a skater, when doves flutter like flakes on needle-fringed roofs, and ice shards spear the earth and shatter, when sun flings gold streamers through silvered trees, and berries light hedgerows to warm and cheer, when gardener roasts his feast of leaves, and savoury wood smoke hangs in air, when ground is covered with bright wrapped gifts, and diamond dust forms on glassy stone, when icing lies smooth on rounded crests, and cedar hands out plates of snow. Then, silent as the shrouded river, slow, tiptoe, midnight mysterious, nature creeps in to deliver a lavish, magnanimous New Year Christmas.
My name is Leslie Lilly, and I'm reading a poem called Christmas Tale. I love cozy Christmas times with you. We'll do the tree up tonight and then bed early. Hey, who was that on your phone? Of course I've been drinking. It's Christmas. Christmas shopping? There's no hitch. Do not distress yourself, silly thing. I said I'd pay. So why would you need money? No. No one is coming here, bitch. Do you understand? Apart from Father Christmas. I am a tease. All my friends say you're no fun. No, I said, I have not forgotten the kids. My, don't you look a sight in that dress. Who else would love you, my honey bun, but me? You're so dumb. Now come here. Sorry, did I hold you too tight? I forgot you bruise easily. Definitely no visitors. And stay in the house. So what? I've been drinking. It's Christmas. Of course I'm shouting in your face. I've been checking your phone. Who's this? I'll teach you. Now, kids, get up to your room.
Writing Christmas Cards by Terry Jones. This is the season of warm literature, of compositions by us, the talent-free, well-meaning, well-wishers. Our volumes anorexic, our missals purged, our breviaries abridged to a printed motto and a scribble of Christian names. Their antiphons fan out across the doormat. Legs apart, they congregate on the furniture, tricked out in garments borrowed from the great Renaissance.
The Carolling Bull by John Mole. Beware, beware the carolling bull, with its gate wide open, oh, three bags full, and over the moon, sing high, sing low, sing dulce in dulce jubilo, with a ring through its nose, a roar in its heart, for everything that's about to start all over again and again and again. For the little boy who lives down the lane, who sleeps on straw, then stirs and cries, and remembers how once before his eyes the stable door burst open wide, as full of a rush of headlong pride it thundered out, the carolling bull, by Jove, by Jehovah, a holy fool high on an overdose of joy and love and rage for its own sweet boy, who had woken from a dream of peace, to weep at this terrible release, this sudden glorious weight of a world which would not grow wise, but simply old in a field of praise, still standing there, the carolling bull. Beware, beware.
Chris Delaney. My poem is called Snowman. Clenching an upside-down pipe, I have endured Mrs. Locke's dog lifting a leg to fire lemon-yellow rods into my midriff over the past 3 days. This old Homburg and sunglasses balanced upon my carrot shield snow-blind eyes from the sun, but cannot stop the shrinkage. At this rate, I shall be a snow embryo by Christmas Eve. On Boxing Day morning, a jumble of discarded fun beneath my hat, a puddle of remembrance in a child's eye. This poem is called Lunching with Mother. We sat at the old pine table, listening to the wireless, while I traced patterns with a fork, playing with my raspberry trifle. I'd almost finished a collage of Santa when our cat squeezed in with a carp from Mr. Pepper's pond. The doorbell rang and Mother rose as the fish backflipped on Lino. "Mum," I said gently, "you do realise you died 6 years ago, don't you?" She floated past the Christmas tree, stared with quiet outrage over fading horn-rimmed spectacles. "I always said there was something funny about this house," she hissed in a stage whisper, frowned, then disappeared.
My name's Simon Cockle, and I'm reading a poem called I Am a Christmas Tree. I am a Christmas tree. No, don't laugh. You see, I've always wanted to dress in tinsel ever since I was a seed. I come alive when I'm all lit up, my piney fingers splayed for show, dripping with golden glitter. I pose in the corner, leaning on candy canes, adorably flash, and I'm crowned with a silver star. Gifts at my feet, but they're not for me. Empty space, a gash of wrapping paper at season's end, puts a smile on my face. And when the teardrop lights go out, silence hangs on like a burial shroud, just the scent of pine in moonlight. Strip me bare, lose me in the woodshed, but my needles stay in your carpet forever. This is a poem called The Thought That Counts. Your face is a gift. It reflects the silver wrapping and ribbons I chose for you. You hold my present in your hands as if measuring a fish you've caught. You tear into it, onion layers without the weeping or stench on a knife's edge. Soon, you are a tip of spent paper with its drunken geometry and the insides out. The present is immaterial. I gave you the gift of being given to.